Were you not here last week?
No, I haven't been at the first two, but I'm back. And let me tell you, it's a lot of work watching the races, so I can't imagine with the heat and the altitude and then throwing away a moto win. That, I mean, it's got to be a bad day for you.
Not really.
I'm kind of joking. But
yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough. I wanted to, like, jump off a cliff after that race, but I think for me, mentally, I'm kind of a different person in this outdoor series, so I think my confidence, everything, I'm just going to bounce back at High Point and try and make those points back up that I lost, but I've never really done good at this track, so this is my best result here and still on the podium, so that's my goal.
And you gave Honda the win.
Gave Honda the win, yeah.
Eli had it, and then your tip over.
Unfortunately, but yeah. I wanted those 3 points, but it was that was probably the best race I've had all season. I came from probably 10th to 1st and was by far the fastest, so one mistake, that's the first mistake I've made all year, so we can cut that one out. I think now we got that out of the way and we'll be good.
Talked to Savacci earlier. He thought that this track was a real big, like, clean air, get up front, get your ride, your lines, your pace. And so safe to say maybe the first moto was not that for you?
No, I ran out of tear offs like halfway, so I was like wiping my goggles. Couldn't charge forward really when you can't see anything, so I still put in a good effort towards the end, but it wasn't a great race. And then second moto, I had more tear offs on and I rode really well. I had horrible starts today, and my body shows that. I look like I got blasted with paintballs, but yeah, we know I can come from the back now and win. So
I think the second moto was impressive because, yeah, like you'd done so well the first two. You know, you faced a little bit of adversity, couldn't get on the box, right? Like, whatever. And then you rebound with basically a win. That says something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a different person than I have been the last 2 years. So it's been building. Those last couple of supercrosses really helped me. And now I just feel like I'm pretty comfortable on the bike, and I can push where last year I felt like I couldn't. So, yeah, besides that one mistake, we're in a good spot, and I'm excited to go back to the East Coast. I think I'm going to excel there.
Yeah, I feel like those – outside the sand ones, which you talked about on the Pulp Show, like those are better tracks for you for sure.
I want to do good at Southwick. That's the one I want to – conquer that. Actually, this is one of the tracks I struggled on. So to get on the podium was good for me, and I don't know why. My starts are just horrible here. I've never gotten a good start at this track, so –
You're not first gear here, though, are you?
Yeah, first gear.
On a 450? Yeah. On a Honda 450?
And I was lugging, too. I don't know what... I feel like I could have walked up the hill faster. Not that it was the Honda guy's fault, but...
I was thinking a factory bike like yours could go second here, but no way.
No, I was still bogging a little bit. And, like, I don't know what it was. I feel like this year I struggled with power a little bit more, but handling-wise, the bike's good, so that's all I can ask for.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Cool.